And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Yeah, Christian, why don't you just sit down in one of the noisiest parts of the Marriott Hotel and grab a conversation? Because I have to right now, because I'm sat with Maggie Taylor from Radiotopia. Yes, I need a jingle sound effects, if only I wasn't too lazy. Maggie, tell me what you do.
Hello, I run marketing for PRX, which is the parent company of Radiotopia, on all of our podcasts, including the Radiotopia Network.
Now, too many names to mention right now, but if anybody has got a podcatcher on their phone, scroll through, have a quick look at how many Radiotopia podcasts you might even listen to without knowing. Your particular, you can't have a favorite, I suppose. What's the last one you were listening to?
Oh, Ear Hustle. I love Ear Hustle. It's been a joy to work on. I think it's really affected some change in an interesting way that I didn't expect. We've gotten a huge response from listeners, people who have never listened to podcasts before, people who have loved ones in prison, people who have been in prison, and people who just had a perception about prisoners that has really been changed by the show. So it's been really fascinating to work on and to listen to.
Yeah, I've been there from the very beginning, and it's quite an emotional roller coaster because you're talking about things that are hard for somebody on the outside to comprehend, and yet this is one of the best windows we've had.
Yeah, it's been totally interesting to see that actually life in prison is very similar to life outside of prison. They're very similar.
Without getting political, and getting more so.
I know, totally, absolutely.
Within your role, I imagine you've had your brains picked more than a few times here. So many people want to know, oh, where can I get advertisers to pay attention to me? How do I get more listeners? And some of these people don't even have a website, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think it's hard, but you definitely need to publish on a regular basis. If you do not have your episodes coming out at least every other week, advertisers won't even look at you. So I think, you know, you have to make a quality show, but you also really have to work on the frequency too.
What is quality?
Production value, audio quality, an interesting story. I think an entrepreneurial producer is really important, like someone who's willing to make a business out of it. But to me, it's really the audio quality, the storytelling, the sound of the show.
Is it important to kind of find your voice when it comes to the theme? Because I scattergun and throw anything out there. Is it better to have a niche?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the problem is there's so many podcasts out there that, you know, a lot of subjects are a dime a dozen. There's a lot of crime podcasts. There's a lot of interview shows. So, yeah, finding that niche, I think, is one way to stand out.
What brings you to audio? Were you always an audio fan?
Nope. I worked for an audio company in San Francisco for a couple of years, but before that I really worked at tech startups. So I'm interested in the technology side of podcasts, and I'm also interested in that startup feeling. That's been kind of fun for me.
I mean, there's a lot of audio documentaries out there documenting the journey of startups in this space, and it almost seems to be a juxtaposition between these loving geeks and nerds who are totally into what it is they do, not necessarily into other human beings unless they get really close to them, because we are some people behind the microphone a little bit socially, yeah. You know, that way, yeah. And then suddenly they've got to think about money. Complicated.
Yeah, I think podcasting, it can be very lonely, and it's hard to figure out. It's this weird space. So we built a studio in Boston. It's called the Podcast Garage, and we've been doing, first of all, to create a sense of community, but also we've been doing a ton of training there to help people figure out the craft of the show, how to make it, but then really how to grow and sell the show too. So that's been an interesting journey to see people that are totally amateur like go on that path to becoming successful.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a treasure trove of lovely geeky technology as well. There's a few new things coming out and are already out from Radiotopia, for example. One podcast gives me goosebumps just thinking about it in anticipation to talk about it. Everything is alive.
Yeah, that's our brand new show we just launched last week. It's by Ian Chillag, who did Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR. And it's a super quirky show. We've been getting a crazy response to it, crazy, to your point, emotional response. So he interviews inanimate objects. And the next episode out next week is with Maeve, a lamp post. That's the next episode.
Oh, spoiler alert. Totally. What could that lamp? And if you haven't listened to this particular podcast, Everything is Alive. The only way to, you must bear in mind that when you're listening to it, it's unscripted. It will be 10 times more amazing because I can't believe it sometimes. It made me very emotional. Dipping into philosophical, for me, I tend not to listen to many podcasts that don't educate me or leave me with some new knowledge. And I thought, well, this is a bit of a theatrical made-up piece. I'll listen to it. I came out with so much value. So, tell the guys thanks.
I will.
And, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. You're going to get back into PM18 is the hashtag, Podcast Movement 18. What URL would you like to share right now?
Radiotopia.fm and PRX.org.
That sounded like a professional trailer almost. Thanks so much, Maggie.
Thanks, Christian.
Documentally.